now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm very calm today. I'm very, very focused. When we come back from break, after I hear the special report, I'm going to lay out the choice humanity has to make right now. It's already February 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is going to be a very important transmission. Every broadcast is important, but today it's never been clearer exactly what we're facing as a civilization, as a nation, as a species. But first, Mark Dice exposes the champions of fake news, CNN.
In what's either a hilarious coincidence or a pathetic attempt at censorship or retribution by a producer, CNN had some mysterious technical issues as soon as Bernie Sanders joked that they were fake news.
He says he knows nothing about it, hasn't seen any of these reports. Is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was watching CNN fake news. What do you think?
You don't buy it.
A joke.
I know it was a joke. I'm saying you don't buy what he said, obviously.
Aaron?
Yes. I'm sorry, Senator. I'm saying you obviously don't buy what he said. You believe that he has seen these reports. I mean, to your
Kevin,
point.
Kevin, I'm not. Are we on?
It looks like we've lost connection with Senator Sanders. So let's just try to get that back up. Do we have him back? Okay, so what we're going to do is take a break. I don't want to waste our time.
The clowns at CNN, the Counterfeit News Network, are getting increasingly more angry that people keep calling them fake news. In case you missed it, here's Chris Cuomo saying that by calling them fake news, it's like using the N-word.
Fake news is the worst thing that you can call a journalist. It's like an ethnic disparagement. You know, we all have these ugly words for people. That's the one for journalists. And David, he just keeps doubling down.
Yes, we do. We're going to keep pounding nails in your coffin until your careers are toast. Because when you spread fake news, like claiming that your network are the only people that are allowed to legally read the documents leaked by WikiLeaks, you don't deserve a career in journalism.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN.
Yes, don't read the WikiLeaks documents for yourself. Don't get it from the primary source, which is WikiLeaks. Go through the trusted filter and analysts at CNN. A network which employs clowns like Mark Lamont Hill, who claim that black people can't be racist.
To say that the Black Lives Matter movement is racist is bizarre to me. Not just because black people don't have the institutional power to be racist or to deploy racism, but because the movement is called for justice. It's called for demilitarization. It's called for nonviolence.
It chants pigs in a blanket fry like bacon. 99% of the time when they protest and riot, it's because an armed and dangerous thug had to unfortunately be put down by police before he could shoot them or others. We're talking about a fake news network that did everything that they could to perpetuate one of the biggest lies in recent years, the lie of the hands up, don't shoot myth, which even the most liberal of news outlets now admit was a total lie. Regarding the Michael Brown, big 6'4", 300-pound thug in Ferguson, Missouri, the claims that he had his hands up and said don't shoot have been completely debunked, and every liberal mainstream media outlet now admits this. The Clown News Network is so pathetic that even an 11-year-old can beat them in a debate. And no, I'm not kidding. Look what happened when the Clown News Network asked this young boy about the insults and the harsh language that Donald Trump uses.
So Matthew, a lot has been made in this campaign of the language that is used, the name-calling that's been used, especially in the primary. As an 11-year-old watching it, what's your reaction?
I really think that listening to a few bad words coming out of Donald Trump is a lot better than people getting blown up by terrorists, people getting burned alive, people heads being chopped off, and people getting drowned.
Outsmarted by an 11-year-old. That's the Clown News Network. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching.
When you grab him, that's what you pray.
KLN, Los Angeles. songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. Be here for the next 2 hours. It's already the 12th day of February, 2017. I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, with a weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The news website that the entire global crime syndicate is demonizing and trying to ban openly is Infowars.com. Got a backup site, PrisonPlanet.com. Going to be launching some new big investigative journal sites here in the next few months as well. It's a paradox. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. A tale of two cities. One word. Domestication. Domestication is not good for anybody. And there's no doubt that civilization itself has had a lot of really amazing positive attributes to it. But at the same time, it has allowed people to live in fantasy lands and to be very, very decadent and very, very slovenly and very, very sloth-like and very, very entitled. And to then be recruited as big, giant masses of dumbed-down, drooling fools by criminal intellectuals who forged them into giant lemming armies. You know, good, loving, strong people tend to look at ugly, stupid people, sadly. And you try to build them up, and you try to love them, and you try to empower them. But see, remember, it's the stupid and the fallen that are normally the most evil. And so you're trying to be nice to them, but they're like bug-eyed, lobotomized piranhas. And they just can't handle the power of technology. They can't handle the power of all this enlightenment. And there's water everywhere, not a drop to drink. They have the knowledge of the ages at their fingertips, and the language is smaller, the IQs are dropping. That's physical degradation. Society, when I go out in public, I don't care what part of Austin or what part of the country, people look like retarded zombies everywhere. I literally see more light in Down syndrome children's eyes. They're somehow like immune to it than I see in the average person's eyes. I'm serious. Kids with Down syndrome are like gods compared to the average person because somehow they're not susceptible to like the demonic transmission or whatever's happening. But people are so screwed up. I was in a Pete Terry's today with my son after I went on a hike. Nice little, you know, local chain hamburger place. And it was in Westlake in a fancy area of town. And I was in there looking, and we were in there for like an hour. We went ahead, just took our time and sat there. And I was listening to all the tables around me, and I was watching people. And all the wealthy liberals were like Skeksis, hunched over, making cackling jokes about Donald Trump, and just all looking approvingly at each other, to all super insecure and super stupid, but also really evil. I mean, they looked evil. I didn't want to go warn them or talk to them around them. I wanted to get away from them. They were really not ugly because they were old at this particular table. They were ugly because they think they're part of the power elite because they go along with the corporate media. Then over here were some scared families and everybody's real insecure and looking around. And, you know, and I'm just looking at how broken and weak people are. And then there's a family with a couple kids and a Down syndrome. And the Down syndrome kids, like, all happy talking. And I know they have their issues. But, like, you could see so much more spirit in a mentally retarded child than the general public. And I'm, like, looking for... Man, where's a good-looking man? Where's a good-looking woman? Man, where's somebody dialed in? Where are they? And the only people I know are either my crew or, like, military veterans and people, because everybody else has been turned into basically an animal. And I don't say that on a power trip. The elite sit around talking about how you're a dumb idiot and all the stuff they've already done to you with the fluoride, but it's more than the fluoride and the glyphosate and the GMO. It's the culture. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of just jealousy and envy and weakness and being spoiled rotten and hating success and just being nasty and just laughing at everybody and just delusional power trip that you're an elite when you're not. And I sat there and I looked at the lines of cars pulling through there and I looked at people at the shopping center and I just looked at it and everybody was angry and everybody was pissed and nobody even appreciated all this great things they had and all this technology and all this instant food and all this instant medicine. And I just looked at almost everybody's faces and people weren't happy. They had their birthright, and the fact that being a good, strong person is who you are, they've all been taught that they weren't adequate, they didn't have power, they were nobodies by Madison Avenue and Wall Street and the corporate media. And once they get you being insecure when you're a child, they then go, it's okay, we won't make you insecure anymore, adopt our belief systems and adopt a hive mind, and then we'll give you a false narrative that somehow now you're in charge and powerful because you're out enforcing a delusional, fraudulent, anti-common sense system. I mean, I got to be honest with you. It really freaked me out. And again, I don't sit here and talk about these people from some position of I'm the most beautiful person or, oh, I'm so great, I'm so wonderful. No, it's the opposite. I have to assess the reality that we've had it so good so long, it's the paradox that you become monsters. Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. And every metric shows it. Off-the-chart depression, off-the-chart cancer, off-the-chart obesity, off-the-chart everything bad. And then you look at the controllers who know all this, and they're trying to make it worse. Because I used to think it was because their own white paper said this, that they were doing all this because they were in competition with thinkers. No. They just want to extinguish thinkers because it's like a big bright light in a room of vampires. They don't like it. And it's like some type of interdimensional blight or succubus has like attached itself to people. And it's like either they're demon possessed or they aren't. And that's what it is. I've talked to a lot of top psychologists, a lot of top PhDs who are even atheists, and they said, listen, you study enough, you look enough, you get into situations enough, you'll run into people that are clearly possessed and who even know information about you you've never told them, and they're not guessing. Something else is coming through them. And folks, that's what this is. I don't care if the media makes fun of me. I don't care what they say, whatever. I'm telling you, folks, I look out at the crowds, I see the people, they are possessed by something. I don't know what it is. You know, most of the planet believes in demons and possession for a reason. In fact, every culture does. Because it's not them. Something's coming in. Something's been overlaid, and it's a sickness, and it's spreading, and the television is the vector. It's how they're getting through at people. It's a mind trick. They put them into a subconscious hypnosis. They admit that through the television flicker rate, through the lights, all of it. And then they superimpose something until they get your free will through incrementalism to turn yourself over to it. And then it's like a intergalactic virus that then causes the individual to shut down, become a poisonous creature who begins attacking everything around them. It's a wavelength. It's
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And my mighty crew in here on Sunday. All right, I just got into the whole metaphysical, but you can look at every scientific metric, and humanity is half dead. Humanity is dying, and every Western country is particularly under attack. Every measurement, every bellwether, every gauge. Brazil had one of the lowest breast cancer rates in the world. 20 years after glyphosates were introduced, it's just off the chart. I mean, we know what's going on. We are a poisoned society, a poisoned culture, and the poisons are being protected. And then things that aren't poisonous, like carbon dioxide that plants need, and the Earth is in a starved carbon dioxide system. That's undebatable. They believe Mars lost its atmosphere because it started losing carbon dioxide. We're losing our atmosphere right now. You can go look that up. This isn't the pop science stuff you see, you know, in the Newsweek or Time magazine, but real scientists and climatologists and people that study deserts expanding and all that will tell you we're the lowest carbon dioxide level ever in the planet's history. Carbon dioxide's been hundreds of times higher. Plankton levels have been 50 times, 60 times higher. Just everything. Plants have been 3 times taller, you know, growing 4 or 5 times faster. We're losing our atmosphere. I mean, that's what I mean. It's all, it's like I'm informed. I know all the incontrovertible facts. I don't mean all of them. I mean, compared to the average person, it's frightening how they don't know anything. And it's like they don't want us to have an atmosphere. Who is running the show? And it's crazy that we would become industrialized right at the point and start pumping the oil up out of the earth that was formed back when there was so much more life on the planet, such a more, you know, versatile fauna or just overall larger mega mass of life, that would then give us an atmosphere to where right when our atmosphere started running out, humanity hit this crest point to then be able to bring back all the ancient carbon held in the earth and stabilize the atmosphere. That's the real geoengineering terraforming. Who doesn't want us to have an atmosphere? Check that out. I mean, that's what I mean. One little piece of info like that could be what the whole show is about. Here's an example. I was hiking with some friends today with my son, and they were saying, Alex, are you part of the 1%? And I said, yeah, but you can make, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year and be in the 1%. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, no. It's... We did the math a few years ago, but it's 0.00000000042. CJ's done it before. If you equate who actually has the money in the 1%, it's not even like 1% of the 1%. It's 0.00000 way out, because if
it's 11 zeros.
It's 11 zeros. Were you on air just now?
Yeah.
You've done the math. We did it a few times. We should do a whole video on this. Because people literally go, kill the 1%. That's who hires people and starts businesses. The real elite want a post-human world, folks. They believe that it's like Zuckerberg shows up in Kauai, one of the most beautiful places in the world. The furthermost isolated island on the planet, where they film the Jurassic Parks, King Kong, everything, okay? Most beautiful place on Earth. And I've been there. It's just, nothing compares. And Zuckerberg shows up, and almost the whole island's owned by the people there, because they haven't been selling it in over 100 years, and a few ranchers that, you know, came in, mainly Protestant missionaries, hundreds of years ago, and got some land. Zuckerberg just comes in, buys some government-owned land, and then tries to take everybody else's land around him. It's the whole mindset of these people. He's so disconnected from reality that he just thinks you should just get the hell off the island. You've been on for thousands of years. This is the mindset. So these 8 billionaires have as much money as the world's 3.6 billion poorest people. That's from Oxfam. And who are they? They're all the top globalists like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, who put their money in tax-free foundations. They don't pay taxes. And then the news they own tells you they're philanthropists. No, they're not. They're eugenicist monsters. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. But what am I getting at here? They're playing class envy against the middle class and against the 2% and the 1%, when if the top 1% has 60% of the world's wealth, some estimates are up to 70%, The big lie is it's the 11 zeros 4-2 that has almost all of that. So understand, folks, what I'm getting in here is when you go to Bill Gates and all the rest of these guys, Carlos Slim, all of them, and the top Japanese families and the Chinese families and others and the Rothschilds, they literally, to a person, are setting up a world government. They're all tax exempt. They don't pay taxes. They're the ones that want your guns. They're the ones that want to force inoculations on you. They're the ones that are running the whole glyphosate program. And then it turns out they're all admittedly eugenicists that meet in secret to discuss ways to forcibly inoculate you to sterilize you. Then you say, well, look at the third world. We should sterilize them. If you know, you have that view. But then you need to learn they're actually targeting higher educated families and people. And that they actually don't want any competition. It's total, complete, cold-blooded, willful, selfish domination of not just humans. They want to clone and patent every plant, every animal, every bacteria, and are just playing God. And they're in a psycho race for life extension, selfishly not caring if they destroy the whole planet. Because in their own words, you can go read their quotes, they say, we don't care because if we die, it doesn't matter. And we may just blow the planet up. They even have writings where they go, and once it gets down to just 100 of us, we're going to have battle till there's one. We're going to kill everybody but one person that merges with machines and becomes Lucifer. They don't even believe in Lucifer. They're so arrogant. They believe they are Lucifer, the morning sun, the new star. 2001. I mean, it's whether it's real, whether they're being given all this information through the veil, interdimensional communication. That's what they believe they're getting. These people are here to kill us. And then I go and I sit there and I hear people, all these. It wasn't that the liberals sitting around me were ugly physically. They all were just like Skeksis from the Dark Crystal. Like, did you see these? Show last night? Yes, I did. It was so good to see them on Saturday Night Live exposing Spitzer, yeah, good, and they would all just like say a few words to each other and go, and then just celebrate the, we're winners, we parrot what the mainstream media says, and I was just like, and I heard another table, like gibbering, with almost no one watches it but them, and it's all crap, and it's no good, and it's all fake, but it's extruded out to people that just want to imagine they're winners. They don't care about themselves, their families, anybody around them, but they tell you all day how much they love you and how they want to take care of you. When I come back, I'm getting into all the big news because it's just huge. This news is so big that I sat here for hours before the show, and I don't even know how to even cover this because if I don't cover it, should I light my hair on fire? Because, this is the occasion to do that. Run down the street naked? It's so incredible in history, so over the top, so unprecedented, so criminal. I don't even know how to describe it, but we'll try when we come back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. They want to censor the site. Spread it. You're beating them right now. I'm going to cover that too. You're beating the algorithm. The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Allie was making the point, one of the producers, that we look at reality now through a gatekeeper, through a template, through an electric eye. And she was pointing out that a great way to see that is photos from the 1990s at concerts were people just raising their arms, dancing, having a good time. But now almost everyone's holding up a smartphone, videotaping it or digitally taping it and recording it. And they're actually watching the performance through the recording. And look, I was there, right in front of Trump getting sworn in. And I videotaped it, too. It was historical. But the point is that we should recognize that the globalists can then, through those machines, through those Trojan horses, take control of what we're seeing once we give ourselves over to the digital system completely. So I'm as big as hypocrite as anybody about all this. I'm not up here, again, on a high horse saying I have all the answers. I know because I've experienced giving over my will to the system. I've seen my consciousness slipping away. And I'm only now beginning to regain it. 5 years ago, I was shell-shocked by fighting the globalist. I was going home and retreating into Gilligan's Island, you know, DVDs and I Dream a Genie and just escapism from the 1960s. Because I just let the system get me down to where I just kept believing, I'll put the word out, other men better than me will rise up and defeat it. I'll get the word out. And then I realized, well, there's not going to be a bunch of other guys probably right now better than you. You got to go all the way, Jones. You got to lose weight. You got to focus. You got to dominate. You got to work even harder again. And of course, I'd done that years before. It's just that there's so much they're doing, and it's so well documented, it's so obvious. And I care about the people that believe all this BS. I don't want to work like the globalists against them because they are blind. But then they're dangerous and hateful too, even though I'm trying to save them. And it's not my opinion that the New World Order wants to make you poor. They constantly admit it. It's not my opinion they want to hurt you. It's not my opinion they want to kill you slowly and suck all the money out of you. It's not my opinion that most of these major institutions are run by pedophiles. That's why the intelligence agency heads listen to me all over the world. That's why world leaders do. Because this is the only place you can tune in and hear somebody talk about what people in the know know. That's why Trump keeps saying, well, now that I'm president, I know a lot more, and I just really want to help people. I hope people wake up and realize he's so resigned now to his fate and that he now knows he's just got to walk through the motions for his soul. God almighty. If people in the trance would just awaken, if the sleeper would just awaken, we could turn this around so fast. Don't fear he that can kill your body. Fear he that can steal your soul, because you can willingly give your soul over, your essence, to this vacuum cleaner that is globalism, and it comes to get your soul. Like the Bible says, in the end days, the great sorcerers of the earth trafficked in men and women's souls. I forget what techno band does it, but there's one from the 80s that goes, we want your soul. We ought to try to find that and play at the start of the next segment. I mean, that's it. And I'm here in the artificial system that's been created, even reaching out to you right now through this poisoned medium. I mean, I know this. We are living in the most incredible time ever. This is beyond a science fiction movie. This is a dystopic novel if it ends one way, a utopian novel that ends the other. But this is an incredible quest on a planet with all this technology and all these mysteries and men and women and families and children and just everything is so fantastical. And just the things humans go through. And then I think, how dare the system try to get in between men and women and children and families and the species. It's so alien. It's so artificial. It's so creepy. It's so hateful. Where is the common sense to see what mainstream media pushes and what it does is pure evil? And then to see the entire power structure desperately throwing everything it's got against Trump. And I was on my Facebook this morning and I saw in one of the posts, people going, oh, look, he appointed three Goldman Sachs people. He sold out. And in a raid on a terrorist compound, a kid got killed by accident. But the Muslims are good blowing up their kids on purpose. And they've been under political bondage so long and spiritual bondage, they just don't know. I love them too. But I love people walking on the street and they go, oh, Alex, I used to like you, but are you proud of your Goldman Sachs president? Donald Trump is dynamiting the entire globalist Goldman Sachs agenda of TPP, open borders, ending the family, bankrupting the nation state, everything. You judge a tree by its fruits. Of course he went and got three top people who'd been on the inside who have consciences and are totally freaked out and want to try to defeat this. We want people from the cult to come out and tell us how it works to blow the damn thing up. We want Imperials that were on the enemy side to come give us the Death Star plans, dumbasses. Donald Trump is blowing the hell out of them on a suicide mission. I know for a fact they're trying to remove his head of security right now, and they are getting lined up to try to kill the president right now from multiple sources today. And the evil side of me says the public does not deserve Donald Trump. This is some ass-kissing contest because he's the president and some guy with a hot wife and I give a damn about money. Everything he's doing is diametrically, it's so good what he's doing that it's spiritual. There's no way people are directing this. This counterattack, just like the enemy, there's no way that's human. It's so sophisticated. This counterattack against them is so good, comes straight from God. That's why the enemy is just, because they thought they had us. They thought they had us. They thought they could suck our energy out. They thought they were going to crush us. They thought they were going to get all our souls and get our kids and give us all cancer and piss on us and inject us all with their crap. And now it's all blowing up in their face and they are screaming like demons. What is the big news? I'm not building this up to have you keep listening. I just can't even get to it. It's so huge. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover it directly. I'm going to be as good a boy as I can here. But I just wish people knew how hard people are fighting for you, even though they know you don't appreciate it and don't want it. And they're going to try to start a revolution in this country with all the dumbed down scum and all the rest of them that have been told to live in their basements but are now told to come out like hordes of goblins, you know, and just attack everything. They're like, oh, you never had your humanity? Go attack now. See, they've been pinting it up. Now they're going to try to release it. And the patriots have to focus, get on their knees before God, pray, and go out and street preach liberty. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what made America great. Why everybody wants to come here and explain, not that we're perfect, God knows we're bad, but because there was a spirit, an idea that was different than everywhere else. Again, they always tell us how bad we are and the bad things we've done, and the bad things our ancestors have done, because they know we're good and have a conscience. It's a big joke to these vampires. These spiritual vampires that when we get told we've done bad, we have a conscience. We're like, yes, yes. But they're like intercessing themselves between God and us, acting like they're God, telling us how we are bad and how we're not good and how we're not worthy. We have to get them out of the way and then get God's message directly to us. And God's going to say, you love justice. Stop letting them even have you doubts. Go out and stand up for the innocents. Take action. You get a real transmission from God. It's not going to be a bunch of this New World Order crap. Believe that. And they know that God's spirit is coming back into the world. They can feel it. Just pray for God's spirit to be poured out.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life.
Give the digital computer your mind.
Your photos.
Let it learn to be alive.
Here.
And as it grows, you die.
Get a job. Get a pension.
They live.
Get a suit.
We sleep.
Play football. Play the field.
Sleeper, awaken. Who could deny? Have your own spirit. That's God. And your spirit communes with God. You dial into the enemy, you give up your spirit, and they overwrite you. You join them. And you live in a delusional land of slavery. All right, let me get into the huge news here, and then we'll do it right into the next hour. I was intending to come in here today and break this down, and then I saw a New York Post article that actually got it right. Because it's very frustrating. I don't want to be territorialized here and go, oh, look, I'm the one that gets it. How wonderful, and we're losing. It's good to see other people in prominent publications getting it. Paul Sperry. I want to get Paul Sperry on. It's unprecedented in U.S. history to have the type of court ruling we saw to the Ninth Circuit when the law was explicitly clear, undebatable. Even liberals at the Justice Department admitted that. This is just crazy revolt. But then you learn that the Justice Department, along with the State Department, are just completely ignoring President Trump and Rex Tillerson and are putting out reports saying the president is a Russian agent, basically, and that Le Pen is a Russian agent with no proof because she's a nationalist and, by the way, a free marketer and all the rest of it. I mean, if that's a Russian spy, give them to me all day. No. The Russians have pulled out of globalism. We're pulling out. The whole world's pulling out because it's known that it's a giant screw job. And the State Department came out on Friday and said, we're launching a major operation in France to make sure the Nationalist Party loses. Same thing in Italy. They're trying to say, oh, the Italians didn't want the EU to have dictatorial power over them and voted that down 2 months ago because the Russians. Oh, and Iceland 5 years ago pulled out because of the Russians. No, the Russians pulled out for the same reason we're pulling out. The New World Order is anti-capitalism, anti-free market, anti-prosperity. We're done. And the big news is that our media and our culture and our people see the communist Chinese in major newspapers everywhere saying, get your media in line, ban fake news. We're working with Apple, the communist Chinese are, that's in the news, to shut down news in China. We can do it here. You should be like, that's incredible. Apple working with China to censor people and arrest dissidents that are just Buddhist practitioners and killing them. And my God, Apple stock, you know, tanked 90% today until they backed off that. No, it's just like, and like, we're going to help censor in America. And thank you, China, for the help getting our people in line. I mean, that's like, whoa, imagine a Hollywood movie where the communist Chinese are going to censor America. Where they're buying Hollywood. And it's just thousands of things like that. It's a total takeover. And then Trump is completely surrounded. He's got bad people in his own administration because he had to have folks that knew how the government run, like Priebus. And you've got all this Paul Ryan getting money from Soros and trying to sell us out, trying to keep Obamacare, trying to stop tax cuts, trying to tank the economy, trying to sabotage the country. And it's all clear cut. And then I look at people that have no idea what's even going on. And I just think, do they even deserve someone going to bat for them and risking their life? And you know what? They do. Because just because there's a big mass of people, a large minority of people, every color, every religion, who buy into the pop culture and are weak-minded people, there's a large minority that's awake and God-fearing and loving that has a spirit still and wants to move forward despite all the attacks. And it's just going to make us stronger together of every race, color, and creed on the other side. We can just do this. But the evil is so strong now, I can just feel it. Because evil kind of pulled back for a while, and now it's coming in again. And the reason I know it is, instinctively, in a spiritual level, like the fount of my energy is just like, I'm like, oh, the enemy's coming. These poor Luciferians look for power. If they were with God, they would get more power than they'd ever want, believe me. And I'm telling you, the enemy's coming in with some big plans because I can see it politically. I can feel it at a gut level. And I can feel my discernment and my strength just going like the levers are getting thrown up. And that's only because the enemy's coming in, folks. And it's the clash of good versus evil that is this incredible spectacle we're seeing right now. But I read this article out of the New York Post, and it's like, finally, somebody gets it. I mean, universities are training millions of people to riot and burn stuff down. We have video of that. Their own video. Soros is funding race war. They're trying to flood us with Islamists that have terrorist records that Obama was letting in, getting sleeper cells into the country. I mean, this is so fantastical. Who could even come up with this? That's why I always end up saying it's, you know, the devil, off-world, interdimensional, because it's like, well, why would they want to do all this horrible stuff? And Trump solidly is standing in the way of it. That's why it's painful when people go, oh, Goldman Sachs, he has three Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs gave, listen to this fact, 100% of their presidential money to Hillary. That's never happened. It's usually 60-40 for the Democrats. 100% against Trump. But I know it's that demonic spirit of you want to be pseudo-intellectual and say nobody's real and nobody's not a sellout and, oh, Alex is a sellout. Because everybody knows I'm not the sellout. So see, you can say that I've denied Christ. You can say that I've denied God. See, I've served the devil. No, I don't. And I know the devil a lot better than you do, believe it. All you that seek after the devil, wish you never find it, believe me. Because you brush up against that, you're never the same. And I see you, and I know, it's so sick. You will not accept the truth. You will not accept the opportunity. And it's the last opportunity that every nation state's being given to turn back to family and humans and God and everything that's good and God's plan. It's your last chance just to get everybody ready in the next few decades before we go back under the water. And boy, we're going to get held down a long time. Billions are going to die. Revelations is going to be fulfilled. The frickin' beast system, world government plagues, the ocean dying, just nuclear war. All of you trendies, you deserve it. And God's going to let the devil burn your cities down. Trump is only, I figured it all out, a preparation to get God's people ready so they could see the full evil of the enemy, because the enemy would only really show itself if it thinks it's going to be defeated. And so in God's great plan, this is the big gulp of air when we're in the rip current, pulling up for God, just getting that air in our lungs for 1 second before we're going to get pulled down into the greatest test our species has ever faced. But on the other side of that, when we've been brought lower than anybody's ever been brought, God is going to intervene and smash these people. That's the great test, and all of you need to know it. You know, I put the headline up yesterday knowing people would attack it. Donald Trump is desperately surrounded and being attacked as he tries to save humanity. Not saying he's trying to save humanity, but God's energy, Christ's energy. Let's put it on screen. Because the New World Order wants you poor, it wants you dumb, it wants you bankrupt, it wants you broke, it wants you destitute, it wants you panic. Can we put the article back up? There it is. That's the emergency. Yeah, Trump's plan to save humanity is under attack. The New World Order fundamentally wants you hurt, poor, stupid, dumb, broken, dead. But it wants to play with you and suck everything out of you before you're killed. Because you're made in the image of God. Look what we've built. Look what we've done. What we envision we're able to do. We're fabulous. We're beautiful. We're amazing. And you look at photos of people just 50, 60, 70 years ago or old film reels. I don't care if it's in Africa. I don't care if it's in Mexico. I don't care if it's in Germany, Japan, Russia. I don't care where it is. Hawaiian Islands, you name it, the people are on. Their spirits are there. They're strong. They're honorable. They're humans. They're connected to their ancestors. They have the rituals. They have the will. They have the connection. They have the activated DNA. They are incredible, powerful creatures. You look at people now, they look dead or they look all demonic with jack-o'-lantern smiles on their little mind trip Satanism. I'm the best. I'm the king. I'm the God. I'm going to rule the world crap. So there's an open globalist counteroffensive against nationalism in a desperate attempt. But know this. This is only the gasp of air before we're pulled beneath the waves again. And that killer squid drags us down to hell until we learn to cry out for God so strong that God returns to the earth and his spirit crushes Satan.
We are on the march. Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Reflecting on my past life.
Reflecting on my past life. And it doesn't have much time.
Because at 5 o'clock.
Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to. to the gallows pole.
Sands of time on this planet are running low.
The sands of time for me are running low.
All right, let me come back in the next segment. This is a short segment. I'm going to really get into the news. I already covered some of it. Just thank God that you're awake. Thank God you know what's going on. Thank God you're aware of good and evil and care about people. That is your only possession, is your soul and your relationship with God. And I haven't been to some seminary. I don't just do this because I'm sitting there trying to use religion like Glenn Beck does. As the evil grows, I get pushed into Christ's arms so strong. That's why the enemy is killing Christians everywhere and also taking over Christianity to turn people off. And these big mega churches are run by horrible satanic cults. It's just horrible. And the persecution of the children and the persecution of the innocents. I want to warn people that serve the New World Order just out of mercenary aims or out of believing you're successful because you join with this. If you really study this and you experience it, you would know there's not even a debate on whether or not you should join with evil. And then they always play the game. They go, oh, there's pragmatism, there's good and bad. And the world's so corrupt, what does it matter anyways? Yeah. I could have 10 different big gold sponsors, but I will not have a gold sponsor where they sit there and say you're calling up to get spot gold. I don't care if it's 5% over spot. You got to, you know, transition charges and got to make some money. But sit there and charge people 50%, you know, what it's worth or whatever. I just won't be involved in it. And the whole radio industry, you know, calls me and, you know, do this. Every few weeks there's a new offer. And they're like, you don't want millions of dollars a month. And I'm like, no, I don't want to rob banks either or molest little kids. You understand? I'm not going to sit here and screw people over because I don't want that done to me. And I've got a covenant with God. And I'm not going to piss on that. All you people that love evil think you're so smart. You don't know anything about it. You have no idea. And I don't sit here on some high horse. I feel like an evil person because I have knowledge of evil. And even staring into it, even knowing its secrets, it's horrible. It makes me want to run away to some island and just be away, just live on some farm. But you know what? They're coming for everybody. They're not going to let us run away to some farm. And if I don't sit here and fight these people, they're going to have their way with all the people that are hiding out on farms. And I don't blame them running with their kids. But here's the thing. I'm going to stand here up against these people. But it's metaphysical. As they intensify their attack, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. I get the heads-up view of what they're doing and what's happening, and it's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This many people are willing to do this? And I watch them celebrate their evil acts when they themselves are just, they are resonating. They're choosing hell and falling off an abyss, and I watch them just burning out as all their humanity and what their potential was as a seed in the universe is destroyed. You're watching the death of a free sentient spirit. Because they have the allegories in the Bible and all the rest of it, but I know. It's not burn in hell forever. It's you burned up. You're gone. You've turned yourself over to oblivion. You've been overridden. You don't travel on into the cosmos for communion. We'll be back.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
All right, I mentioned this. It's a big deal.
Takes the wind from the sails.
That our media is so controlled by foreign multinational interests that they would openly be mainlining that, oh, look, federal agencies are in open revolt, and we're going to bring in people from Islamic countries that are terrorists and have no vetting, and we're going to overturn the law outside of law, and we're all going to celebrate it. And then you have all the trendies running around saying, open our borders to Islam, when women wouldn't even be able allowed to walk around the street without hoods on their heads. It's frustrating. And then Obama, with Soros, has moved in a couple blocks from the White House with a big compound with a bunker. And it's got a good part of the CIA and a good part of the other agencies. It's just, you know, it's like revisiting heaven. You've got the host of God and the host of Satan, literally, dividing themselves up for a big battle with Bloomberg and AP and Reuters and CNBC and Goldman Sachs leading it, with JP Morgan openly trying to sabotage the economy and kill initiatives that actually get money to poor people in the middle class. And then you watch giant hordes of always ugly, twisted, snot-nosed, dumb people. I don't say that meanly. I mean, these are like the fallen. Scream and yell that they'll be fulfilled if their big government state can just pull down the Christians and teach five-year-olds how to give blowjobs. And he's all this crazy crap. And if we can abort more babies, that would fix it. And you realize there's no destination they're headed towards. They're damn demons. And then, of course, the response to them, the churches have been totally overthrown and infiltrated. So read this article by Paul Sperry that actually gets it right. And this isn't rhetoric. This is a war. They're announcing the big Democrat Party Tea Party and how they're out shutting down town halls of Republicans and trying to bully people and bully narcissists and people that actually care what a bunch of brainwashed zombies think. We're not centralized. You know, the Soros movement, the liberal Tea Party, all of them are completely financed by the enemies of this country. You know, the big Golden Globes, Hollywood, all of it's announcing attacks. They're going to increase their political attacks. They believe that somehow will get their weak-minded servants and minions to mobilize hard enough to somehow intimidate the rest of us into submission. That's going to blow up in their face as well. But they're the ones with the Goldman Sachs support. It's Goldman Sachs that opposes Trump. But again, little dumbed down liberals, they send me the email of, oh, look, he appointed out of 4,000 people, three Goldman Sachs people that are known patriots that want to bring it down. Oh, my God, incredible. During the Cold War, we would get KGB defectors to help us bring down the Soviets. Oh, my God, never heard of that before. What matters is their entire agenda is being destroyed, and you don't care. You want to just celebrate that you've intellectually defeated me by claiming that there's no attempt to restore the republic or save the economy, when that's all that's happening and it's in your interest. But you're delusional and believe that by buying into the system, somehow you now agree with CNN, so you're in the power structure. And then CNN has less than a million viewers on some of its biggest shows. Its average show has 100,000 viewers. But you don't care, because it just gives you the solace that you're part of the winning team. So how Obama is scheming to sabotage Trump's presidency? When former President Barack Obama said he was heartened by anti-Trump protests, though they weren't protests, they were riots attacking people. See, no one gets it, because it sounds too hardcore when you're facing an enemy takeover of our republic. So even a writer I say gets it doesn't get it. It should be, when former President Barack Obama said he was heartened by anti-Trump terrorists funded by offshore megabanks beating up women and burning things down nationwide in an attempt to intimidate the American people into submission, he was sending a message of approval to his troops. But see, I just added that little part so you'd actually get what's happening. Let me tell you. And I'm not just saying that's my opinion. That's what happened. Let me actually read from the article. When former President Barack Obama said he was heartened by anti-Trump protests, he was sending a message of approval to his troops. Troops? Yes, Obama has an army of agitators numbering more than 30,000. Yeah, that's just the core brigades. What is that, like eight brigades? Who will fight his Republican successor at every turn of his historic presidency, and Obama will command them, get this, from a bunker less than 2 miles from the White House. Yeah, they got a damn bunker. They're getting ready for a war, folks. And I was already told about this over a month ago, and now I'm reading it in the paper. Oh, God, I don't even want to tell you. The enemy already knows what Trump's planning if they try it. But, I mean, it's just bad, man. We are so close, folks. In what's shaping up to be a highly unusual post-presidency, Obama isn't just staying behind in Washington. He's working behind the scenes to set up what will effectively be a shadow government. No, it's not effectively. That's what it is. To not only protect his threatened legacy, but to sabotage the incoming administration and its popular America First agenda. And see, they know when they've got the State Department blocking what he orders them to do and all this other stuff, that they know if Trump moves against them, they'll go, oh my God, fascism, oh my God, you're so evil. Oh, you just implemented the same law that's been on the books for, you know, 40 years. Oh, it's so terrible. So they're openly involved in sedition against the country at the State Department and these other agencies. It's just mind-blowing. This is total insubordination on every front because the globalists stack the government full of traitors. And again, they're spiritual travelers. Most of them don't even know why they do it. They just think they're currying favor with the power structure. They see mainstream TV against Trump, and they think they're going to be rewarded when they do horribly abusive, destructive things to this country in its deathbed hours, unless we get resurrected like the Phoenix. Well, let me just tell the people that are doing all this, and I'm sure you already understand this. If you're successful in derailing the Republic and bringing us into the nightmare scenario, you're going to be removed immediately. Not by Trump, but by the people that have put you up to this. They don't want easily influenced, mindless quislings in charge of all this stuff. You're going to be taken out like Hitler's SA within 6 months of the fall of this country. You will be the most hated, loathed people on earth. Why don't you open up a history book and find out the truth? So an array of tax-free foundations, mega banks, the big tax-free billionaires, are all, Goldman Sachs, all of them, all their power against Trump and the unlikely good guys in this whole thing, U.S. intelligence agencies, a group of them, it's the majority, who finally, because of NSA data leaks, Benghazi went too far, are like, really? We are ruled by pedophiles and they do want to make us all poor and they want to make everybody dumb and do all this and they really are putting cancer viruses in the vaccines? That's all now system-wide. The military's got it. Everybody's got it. And so the big problem they've got is their own enforcers who they already hate so much because they go out and fight while you cowards sit back and let them do it. They now got a real mission to save this country, and they understand what you're doing, and so they've got all the data on what you did do and who you are and what you stand for, but you've got all your, and I'm not saying all the civilian contractors, but your civilian contractors, they got 2-3 worthless degrees and are all on power trips and buy into the whole propaganda who really want a civil war, and they're arrogant, folks, and they really think they're going to win. And they're organizing riots all over this country. I'm going to come back and play the clips. They're organizing all sorts of civil war because this is what happened. The AI, Google, and Facebook supercomputers told them they could win and install a walking corpse, an evil, demonic warmonger like Hillary. They believed they could put her in power. And they believe they could force feed us that on purpose. Because if we would accept that giant lie, you think it's crazy to sell her. What they were thinking. No, they were trying to sell us a turd. They were trying to sell us a bucket of crap and tell us it was pumpkin pie. We didn't eat it, folks. And that's why they're really pissed. They wanted to give us the poison dose. Have us accept the delusion. You know, beating a horse manure, thinking it's an apple. In a hypnotism. They wanted us to lie to our senses and do it. We didn't do it. So all their algorithms got beaten. We're going to cover that when we come back. So that's why they're so scared. Because everything is reversing them.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it's real simple. The globalists openly, publicly want to make everybody poor, dumb you down, give you cancer, virus injections, then watch you die. The model they ran in Russia reduced the population by about 40%. They've run it in other countries. Same story. They're losing control of nation states as the people discover that globalism is pure death. So they're panicking. and they're further weaponizing the media. But let me just read you headlines here that I haven't even gotten into, and just little windows into what's happening in the world. White House policy advisor: Trump pursuing all options on travel ban, may issue a new executive order. And then just constantly issue the executive orders and let courts just keep violating the law every week. You want to have a battle? You want to have your fake ruling that clearly under law is a complete fraud, never before done? Fine. He'll just issue more. And you know, let the media laugh and say he's being defeated. Oh, look, he's fighting back for the country and being defeated. Oh, he's been defeated. Of course it's going to be a train wreck securing our borders. Any other sovereign country has borders and decides who comes in. We can't bring people in from Somalia and Libya. They're failed states. They don't even have working airports for citizens. You'd be a crazy person to let people in. But Obama did it. Go ahead and play that clip.
Executive order limiting the visitors and the refugees can come into this country. And will that be released this week?
Right now, we are considering and pursuing all options. Those options include seeking an emergency stay at the Supreme Court, continuing the appeal with the panel, having an emergency hearing on bonk, or going to the trial court in the district level and a trial on the merits. They also include, as you've mentioned, the possibility of new executive actions designed to prevent terrorist infiltration of our country. But I want to say something very clearly, and this is going to be very disappointing to the people protesting the president and the people in Congress, like Senator Schumer, who've attacked the president for his lawful and necessary action. The president's powers here are beyond question. The president has the authority under the INA section 8U 1182F to suspend the entry of aliens into this country, and he has Article 2 foreign powers to also engage in conducting border control and immigration control into this country. Those powers are substantial. They represent the very apex of presidential authority, and so we are contemplating new and additional actions to ensure that our immigration system does not become a vehicle for admitting people into our country who are hostile to this nation and its values.
That's right. The globalists are bringing people in that have been brainwashed to be against us by Islam, Ford Foundation, you name it. And I like that Steve Miller, great young focused spokesman with authority, explaining it's unequivocal, it's undebatable that in total law, this is what the president's purview is. It's like saying Tiger Woods isn't allowed to play golf. I mean, it's water isn't allowed to be wet. But again, it is an assault on sovereignty, an assault on the executive, an assault on the presidency. And I love how they gave all this power to the presidency that wasn't even its power because they thought they owned it and controlled it. Now they're panicking, saying the presidency doesn't have any of its powers. Trump tweets, our legal system is broken. And the media is like, you attacked the judiciary. Other presidents arrested the judiciary. And I'm not calling for that, but it's just they know the public doesn't have any historical context. And so it's weird to watch like people that are still under the spell go, oh, look, he's in trouble. Oh, he's losing. No, he's trailblazing to defend this country. It's just it's true. You can't but admire this. It's the total opposite of Obama. Now encamped miles from the White House, running foreign bank attacks on our president. And I know Trump likes to act confident, and he is confident, and just thinks, you know, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing it. But he ought to just really tell people, your whole country's under attack, they're trying to kill our sovereignty, foreign banks are doing this, but I guess that would hurt the stock market, so he can't do it. He has to sit there and be under total attack by scum and not even tell you what's going on. You know, I'm not going to tell you the stuff I know yet. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Everybody wants to, like, go see movies about spies and stuff. Everybody wants authority and power. No, you don't want that. Again, people want to sit there and watch TV and imagine that they're involved in something big because they support, you know, Comedy Central's attack on the president. People keep saying, we used to always be against the president. Why are you so for him now? Because we got an American in there. He ain't perfect, but I'm going to say it again. He's not out to get you. He's doing it. Ron Paul, who I know doesn't want to be political and doesn't want to throw in for Trump because Trump went after his son, but his son attacked first. And Paul was on 2 weeks ago, and he goes, I want to tell the president he's doing a great job on the economy. It's wonderful. It's basically fantastic, but it's too little too late. And Paul's an economist. He's a doctor. He's a smart guy. He loves his country. And Paul got all the most animated I've seen him knowing him. I've known Ron Paul 21 years. I've had dinner at luncheons with him. And, you know, I've never seen Paul get so excited, even about his own son, when he went, no, Trump's doing really good on the economy. It's wonderful. Because it's real. It's real. The whole enemy combine's against him. And that's what's so ridiculous in the fools out there that sit there and go, oh, Alex Jones is the, you know, the Austin branch of Trump. I'm the Austin branch of the Republic. And if I see somebody trying to save the country and trying to do things to get money and jobs the average person, it makes me sick. Not even in an angry way towards people that attack Trump, but it makes me sick for you because you were diseased. Your minds are diseased when it comes down to the actual moment when the real thing is right there in front of you. And I don't want to use Christ analogies for Trump because he's far from that. He's just a manly man and an alpha male and isn't out to screw you over and hates globalists and understands what's going on and thinks he can beat them. It's really the ultimate challenge of a warrior. He's ready to do it. He's a damn manly man. A little bit worldly. I'm the same way. He's a sinner. He's not a Christ-like figure. But I'll tell you, compared to the New World Order, he's a Christ-like figure. And Christ is there. No crimes. Pontius Pilate has said he's done nothing wrong. And it's that day on the holiday when they let somebody sentenced to death go, and Pontius Pilate, the Roman judge there in Jerusalem, says, hey, you can let Jesus Christ of Nazareth go right now. You can let him go right now. I find no crime. Let him go. And the crowd says, give us Barabbas. Give us Hillary. Give us Obama. Give us the devil. Give us Barabbas. And he says, you really want Barabbas? The murderer, the rapist, the thief, the scumbag. And the people didn't want Christ. They wanted Barabbas. And that's what this is like watching. And again, we're going to beat them. This reprieve might be 20, 30 years long just to get humanity a base to warn against the machines, the takeover, you know, the true threats that are coming. God's going to give us that gulp of air before the big test. But I could see it all now, like it was written with a flaming hand on the wall, or like Moses, you know, on Mount Ararat with God's flaming finger. It's so clear now. I almost say to myself, just what a time to be alive. Okay, I'm going to be a good boy. We're going to have a bunch of stories when we come back.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of leftists get into victimology. They want to be victims, but they really are victims. They're brainwashed. They're dumbed down. They're ignorant. And they love their slavery. I've got a bunch of clips here I haven't gotten to all over the country. In fact, I don't know where my clip list is. Here it is. All over the country, colleges, universities, that's the government. The special interest, the big bank-funded systems are saying, go out and fight the white supremacist Donald Trump. Well, on its face, that isn't even true. So you see that they used America's openness to the world to then bring in the minorities and try to make them racist, but that hasn't even worked. So it's mainly led by a bunch of weird white women that are just running around screaming, burn down the culture, even though they don't even get the spoils of the takeover. That's what's so pathetic about it. But we have a practical guide for resisting the Trump agenda. Brave New Films, Duke University. But we've got major universities training people to attack and fight. What's the first rule of Leftist Fight Club? That's right. You'll tell everybody about the Leftist Fight Club. That's how lefties think and find something that works and then do the opposite. So they're saying go out and attack everybody and go beat women up, and then the media will just cover it up, and Robert Reich will go on CNN and say the right-wingers attack people at Berkeley, even though there's hundreds of videos of it being the opposite. But they are really destroying themselves. They really are running out of gas. In fact, I've got articles out of the New York Times saying, oh my gosh, Saturday Night Live's running out of gas. They're exhausted. They keep attacking. It's not doing anything. And their ratings are dropping. But the few little sheep that watch and still believe, they feel great. Meanwhile, Meryl Streep is in the New York Times. Meryl Streep pledges to stand up to brown shirts, that means SA stormtroopers that brought the Nazis to power, in tirade against Trump and calls for people to hit the streets, which is what the brown shirts did. This is a woman, friends with Roman Polanski, who pushed for a movement to have his sentence suspended for raping a kidnapped little girl, anally. 13-year-old girl, Roman Polanski admittedly raped. One of many, don't worry. That's the report. And she loves him because, see, that's just some little girl. That's a nobody. She's an elitist, a nobody. So, okay, you want to call to fight the brown shirts with a bunch of brown shirts of your own? Meryl Streep, the pedophile apologist. What a sack of crap. Disconnected from reality there in Los Angeles, in that smog-infested zombie land, lecturing the rest of it. Oh, and here's the articles I mentioned it. Review, SNL targets Trump again with a hint of exhaustion. Isn't that just special? GOP dilemma on health law, taxes, to repeal or not to repeal? Yeah, the people funded by George Soros, Paul Ryan. Oh, look, he has a psychopath jaw and blue eyes. Let's do whatever Paul Ryan says. He comes out and says, oh, we can't get rid of it right now because there's nothing better to replace it. To discredit everything. It's a screw job. It's written by foreign banks and insurance companies to rob people. Repeal it. Go back to what we had. Give poor people free health care. That's already in the law anyways. Again, but they just act like, oh, the Trump's defeated. Look, his own party admits it. Who was the former minion of Paul Ryan? Rince Priebus. And who is in Trump's White House? Rince Priebus. And who is the problem? Rince Priebus. And who's holding everything up? Rince Priebus. Isn't that just special? State GOP leaders move swiftly as party bickers in Congress. And that's the good news. The New York Times actually admits it, trying to tell their own people where to go battle. From Kentucky to Texas to you name it, the conservative, patriot, common sense revolution, reversing globalism, is steamrolling ahead with governors and legislatures elected all over the country in the biggest landslide in history. Of course, you know who the Patriots won last week because Trump. Oh, I mean the Russians. I'm sorry. Trump means Russian. And then, of course, this, I'm sure all those state winnings were the Russians, too. They just are omnipresent. They can't run their own country, but they can run us, though. And the same State Department has come out and says they're going to come out with more Russian info on the president. They're going to block other nationalist movements around the world because, you know, the Russians are behind those. Well, boy, these are good Russians then, aren't they? The cancer of globalism and Russia doesn't want to be part of it? They're not manipulating anything. Russia is the example, and that's it. So there is a kernel of truth to it. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump's diplomatic moderation. Yeah, he threatens all these countries that are doing one-sided deals. You better invest here. And Japan now has announced $300 billion in investment this year. And all these new deals and all these new things and all these new weapons buys from the U.S. that I don't particularly love that, but we're in a war system of weapons, so whatever. The point is, Trump threatened them so they would then give us a good deal. And the media goes, oh, look, Trump demanded all this and he only got half of it. That's called a negotiation. That's what a negotiation is. Oh, look, Donald Trump's only gotten $300 billion so far in office in 3 weeks from Japan and some better trade deals. He didn't get everything he said. He's a horrible person. No, the Japanese finally got that. They went, oh, you want to negotiate for the first time ever and not just make deals with our companies, with politicians to keep money with Japan and screw your people? We thought it was very dishonorable screwing you over. We'd actually like to do real business deals with you now. That's what Japan's saying. Oh, you want to do real deals with us? Sure, we'll do real deals with you. And the media's like, you see, Trump, he only got half of what he said he'd get from Japan. What a dumbass. I hate that Trump, man. God, all these new Toyota factories and all these SoftBank investments and all these robotics factories and all these chip factories and all these R&D factories in Japan investing its next 10 years of money almost exclusively in us in a big alliance against China. Man, Trump, you're an idiot. What's your problem? You actually just brought the U.S. into leadership position for the next 20 years with Japan. How dare you? I tell you, this guy, Trump's horrible, isn't he? All those new Toyota factories, all those new Chrysler factories, all those new Ford factories, all those new steel mills. Yeah, he's even gotten the Indians and the Japanese to announce steel mills in America. God, what a horrible KKK member. Doesn't matter, he's never part of the KKK. I'll just say KKK, it's a fancy word. KKK, go away. Teach the children how to be trannies every day. What are you, against trannies? No, I don't really have that on my radar screen. The issue is they're trying to sexualize our children and screw them up and tell them they're mental patients. And the colleges are giant mental institutions now where they admit in the documents we published last week with John Rappaport that they know the degrees are worthless. They know they're sabotaging upper mobility. They know they're sabotaging the free, open Western culture of Renaissance. Not perfect, but better than anywhere else, because they don't want true intellectuals to challenge their takeover. You know, I've done an hour and 41 minutes, and they keep telling me, hey, Alex, you might want to plug something. That's how we really fund ourselves. The network ads you hear, we don't really fund ourselves with that. Yeah, I'm really surprised in the audience and thankful. We set out to put out the very best organic fluoride-free toothpaste out there. And about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was like, I'm just going to call the biggest organic toothpaste maker in the country, and I'm just going to buy it from them and sell it. My dad said, why not private label it and add colloidal silver and iodine? And I said, Dad, my dad's a retired dentist. That's a great idea. We did it, and it's just the best organic fluoride-free toothpaste in the country, private label by us with iodine and colloidal silver added. It's got the peppermint, and it's got everything else in it. We got a bubble gum flavor coming out soon. It'll be here soon. It's being made up in Maine, where it doesn't have the tea tree oil or the peppermint, so it's not as strong, but obviously not as good. But kids, it's a little strong for kids, but it's powerful. So you want the big swinging you-know-what of toothpaste, it's at InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's $9.95. It's a big tube, and it costs a lot just to put these ingredients in it. You have to run giant batches of it just to do this proprietary blend. But your purchase supports the broadcast, so thank you all for the support. Super Blue, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. So much of heart disease is caused by gum disease, so check that out for yourself and support the broadcast. We'll be back.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, folks. Thanks for joining us here today. I didn't take any calls. I will tomorrow. I'll be back 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. If God blesses you with another day on Earth. But we've got to a lot today. I haven't gotten to just the total organized crime of sedition to overthrow the election. And universities training for fight clubs, physical attacks, how to go out and just storm events. And the answer is, not even so much public events, those are great, but city council meetings, county commissioner meetings, use any platform and citizens' communications to talk about real issues and what's happening, to show other people, this is very important, that we're not alone. The social engineer's greatest tool is making us feel like we're alone. And that's why they hate Trump, because they put everything they had, their algorithms, their brainwashing, all of it into play, and Trump still won. Hillary clearly stole 5 states. She tried to steal 6 others. They got caught breaking into the computers. It all came out. That's why Trump says, I want an investigation. They go, it's crazy. There's no fraud. It's like a neighbor you catch in bed with your wife on top of her. He's like, I'm not in bed with your wife. That's how dumb they think we are. And that's my greatest frustration, is that people that lie to themselves about what's happening, they're conning themselves. Donald Trump is a nationalist. He's represented by patriots in our government and the population that want real prosperity back. And all the media says is KKK. Because that's all they got. It's idiocy. Meanwhile, look at this headline out of French news agency. How algorithms secretly run the world. Well, there's no secret here, but I thought nobody secretly ran it. They want the big algorithms that track everything you do to manipulate your purchases, your data, your behavior, your life, to control you and make you not exist. And in this AFP, that's as big as the Associated Press article, they admit all this. Now, again, I told you this 18 years ago. Not because I wanted to be Mr. Fancy Pants, but because I was told this by top NSA people who were really freaked out about tech heads' belief that they would end free will. And people are like, that's really uncool. I got kids. I got grandkids. What are you talking about? Oh, shut up. You'll never stop it. Someone will use this technology. Our species has fallen or it wouldn't be able to be manipulated by this. Let's just join with it. And it's like, what are you, the devil? Yes, we are. Now join. And they don't even want the power on this planet. They want you to join them. That's the decision. This planet is a simulation. It's a real third dimensional simulation. It's real. There's fish in the water and mountains and volcanoes and women and men and babies and life and, you know, supermarkets. But it's just a test. God, it's so fabulous. It's so fabulous. And we just transcend them if we're aware of it. I mean, look at this headline, also out of AFP. Turmoil grows over White House Correspondents' Dinner. Many are saying they shouldn't go and boycott it because Trump's the president. It isn't a White House Correspondents' Dinner if Trump doesn't show up. President Trump, if you do one thing, stop caring about fake press and say, I'm not going. Most of that is fake press and fake news who tried to make an issue out of it. And they said they're boycotting it. I'm boycotting it. End it. Take their power away. You're not going to convert them. Don't listen to Spicer and Priebus and all these other Paul Ryan enemy minions. Disempower them. Shut them off. Expel them into the phantom zone. Do not be any part of these people. Notice how Trump's so nice. They're like, oh, we're not going to show up. We're going to boycott him. They don't exist without that. The people's elected representative. They're in open revolt. Say, the country's in too big of a crisis. I'm too busy trying to get the economy going. I'm sorry, I can't come to your press dinner. I know Trump wants to wade in and dominate them, and that's Trump's worldliness. See, God sends a special kind of person to twist the knife in the enemy's side. Someone enough like them that he can actually get through to them. Trump's a very good man. I'm just saying the true thing is to say, I'm not going to it. The media will spin it. Oh, you're a coward. You didn't show up. You're afraid. Don't let your advisors manipulate you. That say, no, I've already faced the media and defeated it with the American people. We have the people's work to do. I'm going to hold a correspondence dinner with veterans groups or with minority groups about talking about their companies and getting other companies to come invest in minority areas. Don't like, oh, we're going to give the minorities just some money so we control them. No, we're going to have a big meeting with a bunch of minority groups and we'll have 30% white or whatever, it doesn't matter. But make it a focal point on, we're going to have a big meeting just about celebrating Americana and new companies and Trump bringing folks up and talking about what they do and would somebody want to invest with them and just move past a bunch of narcissistic, crazy people. The White House Correspondents' Dinner might have 10 million live viewers, maybe 50, 60 million will end up watching clips of it. I mean, we have that in a week sometimes. Again, why is it the God? Because we're used to it. It's like breaking a habit of smoking cigarettes or drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. Get out of it. Come out of it. Get away from it. Stop giving it power. Announce what it is. Trump's real power is in declaring he will stand up against those assaulting us. You ever seen a president say he's going to investigate vaccines? Trump's doing it. Ever seen a president say he's going to investigate all the rest of it? That's why they're so panicked. Meanwhile, a practical guide to resisting the Trump agenda. This is out of Duke University. Here's the report. A very, very important report. Here it is. films.
If you're like me, you've been pretty freaked out about Trump and his agenda. Good news. Smart people with tons of experience in how politics really work have put together a practical guide on how to make Congress listen to us that you can find at indivisibleguide.com.
Yeah, these people are just astroturf to make the general public think it's the people. It's all the big money that's already against Trump, already trying to block him, already the Goldman Sachs money, all of it. So this is just so you think it's about people, so you kind of think you're with the power structure. Okay, that's all, you know, the trendy woman. Keep going.
.com. Members of Congress only care about their constituents, and that means you. You will have three simple targets, your two U.S. senators and your representative. You will let them know how you feel about every important issue that comes up. But a warning, it's going to require a little more than just calls and petitions.
Let's hit pause. They don't want you involved in TPP that Trump just killed. They don't want you involved in carbon taxes Trump just killed. Or they don't want you involved in letting Christian refugees in that are actually being murdered that Trump expanded for the Middle East. No. See, those are brown people that are compatible with our Christian society, our liberal society, our open society. Say what you want. It's Christian societies that have been more open than anybody. She wants you to be LGBT as if anybody's persecuting LGBT. As if, again, it's all like football issues that don't matter. We're going to make sure about your LGBT. Okay, just be distracted with that while we screw you over. So let's go back to the lady they focus grouped who came off as the most realistic. So let's go back to Vampire Woman.
This all begins when you join a local group or start your own. Once you're part of a team, there are four simple tactics to engage in. Town halls. Members of Congress will hold them. You just have to show up and use the public comment sections to voice your opinion. Public events. Your members of Congress will be out there cutting ribbons and kissing babies. You need to be there asking the smart questions and holding them accountable to issues they are on the wrong side of, or thanking them for being on the right side in hard times. Office visits. Members of Congress take meetings, schedule one, or just show up and bring some friends. Let them know you care, you vote, and you are watching them. Call them. Work with local groups to participate in mass call days so your members of Congress can't ignore their constant ringing phones and full voice.
Yeah. It's not going to be cancer, viruses, and the vaccines or jihadis being brought in. That's enough of her. The show's over. I'll be back tomorrow. I love you all. Thanks to the crew. The great job they're doing. I didn't get to a lot of it, but I'll cover more tomorrow. It's just so sad. These big foundations, all the big money, all the big power against Trump, against America, against nationalism from Brazil to Nigeria. They're trying to block nationalism. Not that countries are perfect, but they were set up by us in cultures that had some type of connection. Globalism is completely anti-human. And again, the answer is obviously everything she said, but us doing it. It's time to unsheath the sword of truth. There's never been a time when the sword is cut stronger. Believe me, you get involved in the path of liberty, the heavens open up, the discernment, and the true message and journey and destiny of humanity is clear. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. InfoWars.com is our website. God bless you all.